This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
When was the last time you let a day happen without scheduling?
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I have had the best weekend. We actually went away to Queenstown, Wanaka, and also Twizel. It has been a lovely week just being out and about in nature, celebrating my partner's birthday, which is really, really cool because I got to plan the whole trip without his input at all because it was a surprise. And we got to spend a lot of time just being outside, and because we wanted to make our day feel a lot longer, we started our days with the sunrise. We went to bed during sunset. We actually followed the nature's timeline as well, which felt really special because we got to see the sunrise from Wanaka and it was so beautiful. I've adjusted my body clock to fit the holiday and also to make use of the time while being away. It was only for 2 days, but it felt like two very, very, very long days. We came back from the trip feeling like it was a 5-day trip because of all of the things and all of the places we got to do. In fact, we even got to spend some time at the Omarama hot pools, and also there's like a secret sauna in Wanaka, and it's just a really good time to be just existing after such a long, long year. And I think you're all feeling the same way. We're all feeling as well, just, you know, the year going by so fast. But, you know, we're here now, and I think it's really good to acknowledge where we are and just keeping ourselves in check. Just reflecting on where you're at right now and keeping the pace lower if you do feel like things are moving too fast. But to me right now, I am feeling like everything's moving too fast, which inspired the topic of today's podcast. I don't want to grow up. And I think it's something that I've just been feeling after turning 20 or 21, 22, 23, 34, 35, 26. I'm 26 this year, and I feel like I've stopped counting ever since reaching 25. And it's just a really weird feeling. I know that I've felt this before, and I know that a lot of you might relate to this feeling as well, and you might be a lot older than I am, but, you know, let's be with each other and experience this feeling together, regardless of our age. This feeling of wanting time to stop or pause or take a break for a bit, because my mental age hasn't increased in some ways, and I really want time to just not keep up with that. But I've been thinking about the Inside Out scene where there's this old granny character that comes out to meet all the other characters, and then and then her name's Nostalgia, and people are saying, "No, you're not supposed to come out yet." I feel like my Nostalgia character has been popping out a lot, and I'm not even, you know, I don't
I'm not like as physically old as Nostalgia on Inside Out 2. And I honestly can't wait for Nostalgia to actually have their own scenes in the next Inside Out movies. I just know that, you know, there's going to be more Inside Out movies. But oh, sorry, if you don't know what Inside Out is, it is a really good movie to learn about your psychology and how your brain works and how emotions work. I remember we actually learned to understand the movie as part of our psychology classes back in university years, and it was really wholesome because the fact that it was just so well written, and I'm pretty sure that it was, you know, written with people who actually know what they're talking about, actual psychologists, doctors, people who, you know, work with brains and children. But Inside Out is a movie series. There's Inside Out 1 and 2 now, but Inside Out 1 was about Riley, who was a child, and it was about her feelings and growing up and the things she's experiencing. And I think Inside Out 2 was about Riley being a teenager and how crazy and all the emotions that start coming up from the second Inside Out. And I feel like I've done an episode on this, which is honestly the reason why I am so attached to the movie. And if you haven't watched it, I really recommend that you do, because it's just going to help you understand a lot more about yourself. You're going to appreciate all of your emotions, all of your feelings, because once you start seeing them as characters, it really changes your perspective, because now you sort of humanize them, which is weird because they're not human, but they are part of you. And I think it's a really good thing when you accept your emotions as normal things that come up for their purpose. I really liked Anxiety, the character in Inside Out 2, because she was going all crazy, but, you know, the quotes that she said about Riley, "I just want to make sure Riley is safe," you know, things like that. It just makes you understand your mental health and your anxiety as well. The reason why you have all these fears and worries is because they're protecting you, and I love that. So anyway, watch Inside Out 1 and 2. Love it. Put it somewhere in your to-read or to-watch list. But also, it's funny because they included Nostalgia as a character, and they keep telling her, it's not your time yet. Your time will come. But I feel like my Nostalgia is here, and it's making me feel like I want to go back and appreciate the things that I don't have anymore. And it's so sad to think of it that way. I also think about, like, why did we want to grow up so badly when we were young, when we were small, at least? I just remember wanting to grow up. Just imagining myself as a 13-year-old, I want to be 18. I can't wait to be 18. And, you know, it made me think of the movie, 13 Going 30. And it's just really interesting to be an adult now and wanting to go back and live with your parents again and live with your siblings, because now, even though I have my family here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, my dad's in Malaysia, but I have my partner now, but I do miss the simple times when everyone is living under the same roof and we got to travel together. Every school holidays, we would have something to do together as a family. But now, obviously, with school holidays, it's just my sister at school. So not everyone is available to spend time with her because we all have work or university and all of that. So I also think about her being a younger sister and having a very different childhood experience, because all of her her older sister and two older brothers are actual adults. So she wouldn't have the same childhood experiences as I did as a child with, you know, brothers and having my brothers at around the same age. So we got to travel a lot more and spend school holidays together. So that made me think about that as well. Just, you know, thinking about the memories that I want to create with my little sister, because it's important that she has a good childhood as well, because I had a good childhood. And yeah, now I'm thinking, like, why were we all in such a hurry to grow up, but now we want time to slow down? What are my favorite childhood memories? I loved Pop Tropica. These might be like words that, or games that you probably don't know. I really wish some of you do. So do let me know if you do recognize any of these games, because it means we're in the same generation. But Pop Tropica was created by Jeff Kinley, the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which is so amazing because I actually grew up with Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I see that he is still writing books, and I love that people, kids in the younger generation are still reading them, which means there's continuity in the generation, because it was my generation when the books started. And so it is really cool to know that, there are things that just keep going and it still feels familiar. But Pop Tropica is really cool because it's like an adventure game where you get to travel to different islands and solve like a mystery or a mystery or solve something that the island needs solving. And I love how some of them are quite like themed around like history. So for example, one of the islands was around like the Roman Empire. There was one that's around like the mythology. There was one that's around like pirates. There was one that's around like like the desert and Arabian Nights and things like that. And it's just a really cool experience because it feels like you're part of that world and you get to talk to different characters there. And by the way, Pop Tropica is still a thing. We can still play it. And I love that I can still jump onto that if I need to escape from this life as well. But I highly recommend playing Pop Tropica. And games like Toontown, which used to be from Disney, but now it is called Toontown Rewritten. Apparently, some developers have bought the code for the game and they're now running the game without Disney, which is really cool because it's a really cool thing to be able to keep things going, especially when it used to be tied to a really big company like, you know, Disney. But to be able to get things, and I'm pretty sure these people are people who played those games before as a child, but now because of, again, nostalgia, they are the ones running the game. It's like that with Club Penguin as well. We have Club Penguin Rewritten, so they It used to be with Disney, but now someone else is running Club Penguin, and or a group is running Club Penguin, and people can still play Club Penguin, and it's really cool because it just feels like the world still exists. We just have to support it and make sure that it keeps being used, so that because there is a need for it. It's really nice to feel like there's somewhere safe that you can escape to, because it feels familiar. It's your childhood. Moshi Monsters was something that I really enjoyed. Also, Little's Pet Shop, they used to have like a game as well. When you buy one of their plushies, it gives you like a code, and with that code, you get like a virtual pet online, and that was so wholesome. I really love when they do that, when they bring like pieces of reality into your gaming world. Barbie Girls is probably something very, very niche, but they started a couple of years back, but not for long, and suddenly they discontinued the whole thing. So Barbie Girls would be under Mattel, but now they are starting Barbie Girls Rewritten again, and it is again with adult developers who used to play the games, and I am looking forward to see it come up again, because I think it's really, really cool that they're trying to build the world of Barbie Girls again. So basically, I've listed all of the childhood games I used to play, and I miss being part of those worlds, and I feel like that is such a important time to my childhood, because now with, you know, that was a time before social media, so those games were actually third spaces for a lot of people, and I could play those games with my brothers and my cousins and also my friends, and because not many people used to play those specific games usually, you really bond with people when you find out that, whoa, you know, you play Moshi Monsters too, come visit my house, and let's set a time and we can join the same server and we can play games together. That is so cool. I miss having that third space, because for us, for my little generation, it just feels so normal at the time. And I think this is what the younger generation feels about Roblox, because right now Roblox is their third space. That is where they hang out. That is where they meet. That is where they play games together. And I get that now. The only difference is Roblox is on your phones, and everything that I've listed just now was on your computer. And, you know, I don't know about you guys and what sorts of boundaries you have right now with like using social media, but back then my parents were quite strict with like the times of when we could use the family computer. We all had, like, for example, after school we have to make sure we have our homework done, and then everyone gets at least 1 hour to play on the computer. But also there were some other rules as well, like you can definitely play on the computer during the weekends, but you can't play on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And I remember it became so normal, like it becomes like a routine that you just can't wait for the weekend so that you can play those things. And it's probably the same way we're feeling now with work, because now we have our commitments the same way when we were young. We had commitments of studying and learning and going to school and homework and things like that. But it's the same now with, you know, having a adult experience. You just want to escape during the weekends. But why do we lose that playfulness spirit as we get older? And why is it that when we were young, when we were children, we feel like time was slower? It was probably because we were present. We were present with anything that we were doing. We weren't distracted by our phones, or we weren't distracted by our responsibilities or the bills we have to pay, or, you know, things like that. And we weren't even rushing to be productive. It doesn't matter if we weren't good at something. We just did it anyway. And I miss all the small things that used to be normal. And it's really funny, like, when was the last time we felt bored? I haven't felt bored for a while now. But as a child, you can describe what it feels like to be bored. It's when you feel like you are repressed from having something to do, like an activity, or you can't play games, so therefore you're bored. Or you have to do your homework and it's boring, you know? But I think it has been a while since I've told myself that I'm bored, because I will always find something to do to fill my time. If it's not like doing things like admin or being at work or, you know, any side hustles that I'm working on, I might be forcing myself to do things like going to the gym or going on a walk or going to sleep so I can get my 8 hours in, or just adulting things like chores and cleaning up and washing the dishes and, you know, just normal things. So I won't allow myself to get bored. And it also made me think about what things I used to enjoy doing as a child that I have now stopped doing. And that is a question that you should be asking yourself as well. What were things that you just loved doing as a child? Why have you stopped doing them now? I used to paint a lot. Like, after school, I would go home and just play on my watercolor without even having a plan. Like, not even like drafting something that I want to paint. I would just like pick up my watercolor and I would just like put water all over it and just color. And suddenly it just becomes something. I don't remember the last time I actually did something like that without planning. I would always schedule an art class, or I would schedule my downtime. And so, you know, I hope that this reflection is giving you some things to think about as well, because I feel like my nostalgia, my crave for my childhood experiences is something that keeps me connected to who I am. And it makes me want to keep learning about myself. And I think that is very, very important as we live life and learn more about what is important to us, our values, the things that we care about. I think we do have to keep in mind what were things that we used to really, really care about as a child, because it's gonna bring out a lot of things for you as you learn more about yourselves now as an adult. So adulthood isn't about losing dreams. It's about just transforming them into things that you can control, because there were things we couldn't control as a child. But, you know, hopefully now as adults, we have a little bit more power to do so. Thank you for listening for today's episode. I hope you have a lovely week ahead.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.